your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Now we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Happy Tuesday. Hope your work week and school week is off to a flying start here as we are rapidly approaching the end of August and into September. And a lot going on there. School now fully in progress. We've got high school football kicking off with Thursday games this week, so a couple of days away from week one of the opening games in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Looking forward to that. And just a lot going on. Tomorrow, the first Republican presidential debates. How interested are you in that? Do you plan on watching? What sort of things are you looking out for if you are? You can let us know, 850-437-1620. Gracie, of course, you'll be busy on Cat Country, but you'll have one eye on the screen every now and then. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing? Or
not really. I kind of think with Trump not being a part of it, maybe it won't have as many fireworks, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like maybe people are going to gang up on our governor, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, one thing I'm looking forward to seeing is if that leaked memo last week had any credence to it, if DeSantis goes with that same strategy or if they have been gone back to the drawing board and coming up with new strategy here. But, I'm interested to see who kind of gets the most shells, you know, from hand grenades, from the different combatants. So we have eight people on stage, and you know, I guess by and large, you know, what the guy that's front and center is going to be the guy that gets the most action there. So it'll be interesting to see how DeSantis performs. It will really be, I think, the first introduction by and large to the American public for Vivek Ramaswamy. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he does. He has been kind of nipping at DeSantis's heels in some polls. He has kind of taken a lead slightly over him. So we'll see what happens. Of course, everything right now, without Donald Trump, he's going to be doing an interview with Tucker Carlson. I'll be curious to see what the online hits are for that interview compared with the Republican debate. Because I think that's one thing that Trump is out to prove is that, say, hey, I don't need to be at the debate, obviously, because of the poll numbers. But I think he's hoping for just an outstanding perhaps even surprising number of people tuning in just to hear him as opposed to everybody else. Yeah. So I'll be interested to see that as well. Just before 5:15, we'll get a check of the roads and weather before we start with our top three stories.
Well, roads are looking good right now with I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We're also looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you do see something else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we have an excessive heat warning in place for tomorrow with a high of 100, and tonight our low is 80. We do still have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100 degrees. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done and small enough to care. And they're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Top three stories today, starting in Hawaii, where officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one yesterday, now at 115. As of last night, all destroyed single-story homes have been searched for remains, and now the effort is shifting to multi-story structures. Around 700 to 850 people still thought to be missing there. Also, more criticism being thrown at FEMA officials who are responding to the deadly wildfires there. A report from the Daily Mail UK says many of the FEMA officials there are staying about 45 minutes to an hour away from, I guess you'd call it, ground zero, and $1,000 per night luxury hotels. President Biden approved $7 million in taxpayer dollars for FEMA to respond. Daily Mail says most of that is going towards putting up around 1,000 staffers in those hotels. And a day after the debate and his interview with Tucker Carlson, President Trump, former President Trump, that is, says he'll travel to Atlanta to surrender in the Georgia election interference case. Of course, his lawyers have already agreed to $200,000 bond. He was charged last week with racketeering for allegedly trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Those are our top three stories here today. Taking a look at some local headlines, starting with in Santa Rosa County, the sheriff's office says thousands of dollars worth of drugs and weapons were seized during a search at a Milton home today. It happened just a couple hours ago on Pine Ridge Drive. 26-year-old DeJour Donson was arrested. The Sheriff's Office Narcotics Unit, SWAT team, and FDLE recovered 3,500 fentanyl pills with a street value of about $40,000. They also found $30,000 cash, weapons, and fraudulent check-making materials as well. Escambia School District yesterday asked a federal judge to dismiss the lawsuit that was filed in the midst of the recent book banning controversy. That lawsuit was filed back in May by five authors, publishing company Penguin Random House, and the free speech group Pen America. The district, in a 36-page motion that was filed yesterday in Pensacola Federal Court, says that the district has the authority to decide what books would be allowed in schools and argues that just because the books have been removed or restricted does not give the plaintiff standing to challenge the board's decisions. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says that he's not opposed to providing financial support to the REAP Lodge's transitional shelter, but he says there are questions that he'd answered before that conversation can be had.
I think we have some analysis to do on our side about what's next and what are if the city's going to use some of its funding to help continue that, which I'm not saying we're against, but we're going to want to have some clarity on how that money's going to be used.
And Reeves says while the need may be perfectly legitimate, there are concerns about the issue coming to light just 2 weeks before the shelter would have been forced to close. Last week, you may remember, the county commissioners gave the shelter a $15,000 lifeline that was earmarked towards paying rent and utilities for a couple of months. Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner talking more about last week's fire at Southern Recycling Scrapyard on Myrick Street. During the city news conference this afternoon, Craner says firefighters used more than 1.5 million gallons of water as they worked to extinguish the blaze, as well as 190 gallons of biodegradable surfactant. I may have that pronounced wrongly. That helps the materials to absorb the water.
So what was burning at that fire were tires, shredded and compressed metal. Some of that metal is combustible metal, which reacts violently with water, which is a disadvantage, which created a lot of that smoke. The wind direction was headed straight toward the bayou and up into the air. So based on the wind direction and the materials burning, it was determined that we needed to apply water.
And Craner also said that because of the direction the smoke was burning, then they did not need to put a shelter-in-place order for that neighborhood. 520, that's what's happening in local headlines today. We've got state and national news. When we return, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. If you didn't catch the show this morning or missed a portion of it, we talked to Senator Rick Scott about everything from protecting Naval Air Station Pensacola to Trump declining to participate in the debates and inflation or not. Also this morning at 7 o'clock, I talked extensively about the new active transportation plan passed and approved by the city of Pensacola and why I think it is way too bicycle-centric and adverse to cars. If you want to listen to that conversation or any of the other hours, they're all podcasted at newsradio923.com.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Miles in Budapest, my hidden treasure. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, just shy of 525. Real quick, let's give away some tickets, though, before we get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We have another pair of tickets for today, ready to give them out to Casey and the Sunshine Band. They're coming to the Sanger Theater coming up this Sunday. So it's August 27th, starts at 7 p.m., and if you want two tickets to go, Just text in the Sunshine Band to 850-437-1620. The Sunshine Band, 850-437-1620. And first one to text it in gets two tickets to this weekend's show. So real quick, going to get a look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. No slowdowns reported from FHP or accidents throughout our area. But if you do see something, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow with a high of 100. And a heat advisory in effect for the rest of this afternoon with a low of 80 tonight. Few clouds in our area, 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Texture's quick on that one. So,
oh, yeah.
I think we got 525. Yeah, we got a few in there, so very good. Looking at some state headlines here before we get to our Fox News break. Former Congresswoman Debbie McCarsel Powell joining the race today to challenge Senator Rick Scott in 2024.
I wrote the bill to expand Medicare, not take it away, because I know my mom, and so many others depend on it. I lost my own father to gun violence. That's why I fight every day to keep our children and our community safe.
So she represented Congressional District 26, which included Southern Miami-Dade and the Florida Keys from 2018 to 2020. Senator Scott's campaign, though, not putting out fear, saying that, well, she was a socialist who failed at everything that she tried to do, saying that the local voters down there only gave her one shot before they voted her out. So, yeah, that's what the Scott campaign had to say there. Also, do we have a winner?
We don't have a name just yet. One is picked.
Still working
on
that.
And just reply to your name if I texted you back.
Also, the Florida Board of Education will discuss the proposed bathroom rule aimed at state colleges. The new law requires schools to update their policies for restrooms and changing facilities to be based on somebody's biological sex at birth. Colleges would also have to create disciplinary actions for those who break the law.
Also, the legal battle over the law that bans Chinese citizens from buying land in Florida isn't over just yet. Attorneys representing four Chinese citizens in a real estate firm filed an appeal yesterday saying that it violates equal protection rights. And last week, a federal judge rejected the lawsuit to overturn the law.
Those who rely on the state's insurer of last resort may see their rates increase. Last week, Citizens Property Insurance proposed raising rates by 12% for its most popular policy. They were told to come back with a lower figure, though, and now they're working on a new proposal and have 30 days to do it.
Also, there's a new law that takes effect today, which is going to affect how teachers call on their students, or what they call their students. So a law requires teachers to get parental consent to call their student a nickname other than the name that's on their birth certificate. It's mainly meant for transgender students, but some teachers are worried this could affect nicknames, like calling someone Joe instead of Joseph.
Yeah. Also, lawmakers have written a letter to the Secretary of the VA about the conditions of some facilities around the state. The letter comes after severe issues of neglect at Miami's VA hospital, where they apparently don't have working air conditioning.
And with regard to health care, you should get the best health care in the world. What we've got to do is we've got to create a system that, one, we have the right equipment, the right facilities, but we have measurement to make sure we are the best. And that's why the VA has to constantly get better. It's very frustrating. There's wonderful people at the VA, wonderful people that work at the VA, but often the bureaucracy gets in the way of doing good things.
And that's Senator Rick Scott talking with our Andrew McKay this morning. He says veterans deserve to be treated well, and fixing the issues is personal for him. That's a look at what's happening around state headlines here.
Yeah, we do have a winner. Kim going to go see Casey and the Sunshine Band. So that's, again, this weekend. And looking for tomorrow, it looks like Andrew has tickets and we have tickets.
Okay.
So make sure to be listening throughout the day tomorrow.
Yeah, a few more pairs to give away for Sunday. And I would imagine right behind it, Florida State tickets. We should start seeing some of those here. We are the radio home for the Seminoles this year. And I know that in years past, we've gotten tickets to give away. And I believe you have the Tomahawk Sound ready to go.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned here once we get closer to kickoff.
Also, it's Kim's birthday. So
there you go.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Very cool. 5:30 now, we've got the Fox News update followed by Your Money Now, which is, of course, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney John Eastman, who pushed a plan to keep Donald Trump in power, has turned himself in to authorities on charges in the Georgia case alleging an illegal plot to overturn the then president's 2020 election loss in that state.
All of my co-defendants and I will be fully vindicated.
Several Trump allies charged in the case have turned themselves into the Fulton County, Georgia jail. Former President Trump is expected to be booked sometime Thursday.
North Korea reacting to President Biden's recent Camp David summit with the leaders of Japan and South Korea.
The country told Japan that it plans to launch a satellite in the coming days. This week, the U.S. and South Korea are holding joint military drills. North Korea spoke out once again about these annual military trainings, condemning them as escalatory.
Fox's Alex Hogan. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In the wake of the autonomous vehicles being involved in two collisions last week in San Francisco, California authorities have asked General Motors and its Cruise self-driving subsidiary to immediately take half of the Cruise robo-taxis off the road. The state's Department of Motor Vehicles made that request of GM and Cruise while it continues its investigation of the crashes. The DMV is also pushing Cruise to take appropriate corrective actions to improve road safety. The FTC is accusing two brothers of scamming customers out of tens of thousands of dollars in an ongoing scheme. The government alleges that John and Roman Cresto made millions of dollars selling themselves as e-commerce experts who, for a price, could teach consumers and investors the secret to selling success on Amazon and other e-tail sites. But the FTC says it was all fueled by falsehoods and deception. Stocks finished mostly lower today. The S&P 500 dipped 12 points. The Dow Industrials lost 175. The NASDAQ edged up 8. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. There's some risk involved for the Jets starting Aaron Rodgers in their final preseason game. But Coach Robert Sala says you can't coach scared. Really not that big a deal. Patrick Mahomes played for the Chiefs last week. But leave it to the Jets to make a somewhat minor thing into a dramatic statement. It's going to be like this all year. Even two offensive series in a meaningless game. But with the Jets, every little thing counts. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in the zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in the zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. Well, Tuesdays means one thing on Bands on the Beach. That's Bands on the Beach. Thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority coming up at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. Float Like a Buffalo performing tonight. So make sure to make your way out to Pensacola Beach for some awesome live music. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. No reports reported from FHP on our major highways, and we're looking good throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre with just typical afternoon traffic. No major slowdowns to report. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Harold made landfall on the Texas coast as a tropical storm. It stirred up the Gulf quite a bit, but it's the heat that we're now going to be dealing with. High temperatures Wednesday up around 100 degrees. We've got an excessive heat warning, which means heat index values might be somewhere between 110 and 115. Rain chances are very low over the next several days at only around 10 or 20%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 94 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. National headlines today. So tomorrow night, of course, is the first debate for the Republican presidential candidates not named Donald Trump, the top eight. So we'll have Governor DeSantis front and center, former VP Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also there. Vivek Ramaswamy will actually be on DeSantis' left and Pence on the right side, so center stage there. So 8 to 10, we will be carrying that live right here on News Radio 92.3.
Also in Pakistan, all eight people that were stranded in a cable car that was dangling over 900 feet have been rescued. So the group, including seven students and one teacher, were stranded after a cable line snapped. They were traveling to school in a remote mountain area when the cable car became stranded halfway across the ravine.
Sad story in Ohio today where the state patrol says one child died after a school bus crash. This morning,
23 total kids were transported. Of those, 22 appear to have non-life-threatening injuries, and one is considered to be serious injuries and was transported to Children's Hospital.
And that happened when an SUV went into the path of the bus, causing the driver to swerve out of control. The child that died was ejected from the bus when it flipped over.
Also, Tropical Storm Harold is dumping heavy rain after making landfall in South Texas. Over a million people in the area under tropical storm warning due to high winds and coastal flooding. Forecasters say that Harold won't last long and will weaken once it moves inland towards past Padre Island.
China is aiming for all mobile devices and apps to have a built-in minor mode that would limit daily screen time to a maximum of 2 hours a day. Children and teens would automatically see online apps close when time limits are up. No one under 18 would be able to access their screens between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Children under 8 would be able to use their phones for only 40 minutes a day, while those between 8 and 16 would get an hour. Teens from 16 to 18 would be allowed 2 hours.
Also, the Biden administration is rolling out an income-driven student loan repayment plan. The plan limits interest in lower monthly payments amount for many borrowers, as payments are set to resume for this fall for the first time since the pandemic. The move comes after the Biden's plan to cancel student debt for millions was struck down by the Supreme Court.
A Chicago woman is being charged for threats she made against former President Trump's youngest son, Barron. 41-year-old Tracy Fiorenza was charged in Florida after she allegedly emailed the headmaster of a Palm Beach school that she will, quote, shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump. She faces a maximum 5 years in prison. That's what's happening in our national news today. Quick look at what's happening in sports. Just a couple of games in progress early here, including the Cubs and Tigers scoreless. Also, first pitch just underway here in Tampa, the Rays hosting the Rockies. 6:20 first pitch time for the Braves, taking on the Mets, and the Marlins still out west. Their first pitch with the Padres, 8:40 tonight. Major League Baseball today says they're placing Wander Franco on administrative leave until further notice. MLB says they, along with prosecutors in the Dominican Republic, are investigating allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a minor. Terrible news in the NFL today. Tennessee Titans cornerback Caleb Farley's father died, and another person was injured when Farley's home in North Carolina exploded overnight. Farley was not there. His father, 61-year-old Robert, died there. This just a couple of years after Farley's mother died due to cancer. Terrible situation there. 542 News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our health, business, and science notes today. Oscar Mayer is commemorating the one-year anniversary of the baseball fan that went viral for drinking his beer using a hot dog as a straw. So online, they're giving away free hot dog straws on his website to commemorate. The TikTok video racked up over 9 billion views. It was disgusting.
Yeah, but so American. Yeah, you know, it was a funny video.
It was hilarious, but this dude just sitting there, you know, just minding his own beeswax, and next thing you know, 9 billion people are like, what in the world is this dude all about?
Yeah, ugh. Well, Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill. The parent company, Yum, plans to move 100% to digital sales at its restaurants, which also include Pizza Hut and KFC. This means that customers can order through apps, websites, and then in-store on kiosks.
Also, a new rule would require car makers to add a seatbelt warning system for the rear seats of vehicles. The Department of Transportation recently proposed the rule in order to increase seatbelt use. It would apply to all cars that weigh less than 10,000 pounds.
Also, sales of pre-owned homes fell to their lowest level since July in 6 months. So the National Association of Realtors say that the existing homes slowed to 2.2% to the annual rate of about 4 million units. They see that the lack of available housing and higher mortgage rates are keeping buyers on the sidelines.
Pretty interesting story from Panama, where the canal will likely cause supply chain issues due to a backlog there.
30, 60, 90 days delay. And so that for consumers could mean something you thought would be in September, October, may arrive December, January, for example.
So the Panama Canal has been hit by drought and extreme weather. Container ships normally headed for the East Coast have been unable to get through if they're too heavy to float through the current conditions. That's what's happening in Health, Business, Science. 5:45 now. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, all running pretty smoothly. If you see anything else on the roads, just call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're looking great this week, but it's definitely going to be hot. Excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow. 20% chance of rain for tomorrow afternoon and a high of 100 degrees for tomorrow. For today, we do have a low of 80 for this evening. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, 5:45 here, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. So Tennessee might be home to the world's only giraffe born without spots. The giraffe was born at Bright Zoo in Limestone last month. Experts believe she's the only spotless giraffe anywhere on the planet. Already standing 6 feet tall, and voting on her name started today on the zoo's Facebook page.
So I didn't see a picture of the giraffe the first time we talked about this. Have you seen a picture of
it? I did.
It's super cute. It just looks like kind of a weird deer, though.
Yeah.
Because there's no spot. So it does
deer with a long neck.
Yeah, it looks, so weird one there. But it is still super cute.
What are you thinking about a name? What do you think there?
I think it has to be Spots or something that has to do with maybe polka dot or something cute. Yeah. I don't know, but
I'm agreeing on that.
Serena Williams, now a mom of two, the tennis icon, 41, brought a new daughter into the world with her husband, and they said, "Welcome, Adira River." That was the caption on the Instagram, which they announced this afternoon.
Also, I wouldn't say one of my favorite shows growing up, but one that I would tune into from time to time.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs.
That's right, Frasier is coming back. A revival of the series will debut October 12th with 2 episodes on Paramount Plus. They'll have 10 episodes in the full first season there. Kelsey Grammer, of course, returns as Frasier Crane. Little disappointed that other original characters such as Niles and Roz won't be in it. The original Frasier series ran from 1993 to 2004, so did very well. A lot of awards, different kind of humor, I would say, but I loved the chemistry that Kelsey Grammer had with David Hyde Pierce, who played Niles' brother. And I think what made the show was them, and you're not familiar with Frasier, so it was two academia, both of them having the British accent. Frasier is a radio psychologist, and I think Niles was a psychologist as well. So, two upper society, very highfalutin guys, and then their dad is just this blue collar American retired cop. So, not at all alike in any way, but they found a way to make it work and really good chemistry and pretty funny show. So not sure that I'll tune in for the new one, especially because Niles isn't going to be in it and Ross, but I'm sure a lot of Frasier fans will tune into that.
Yeah, at least you just check it out. Maybe not watching the whole thing, but in some wacky and weird headlines real quick before we get a quick break. This is just disgusting.
It is.
An Olive Garden in Michigan facing a lawsuit after a man claims he was served a severed rat's leg in his soup at the Olive Garden. Well, Thomas Howie says he was eating his soup, felt a sharp stab in his cheek, and then discovered that it was covered in fur. Doctor later confirmed it was part of a rat, and he gave Howie a tetanus shot and some antibiotics. Howie claimed that the Olive Garden management has refused to acknowledge what happened. So,
I was a little surprised to see that he was only going for $75,000 in damages.
Yeah, that needs to be way more.
I would eat at least 3 more zeros on that. That just the worst. That may be the worst thing that's ever happened to somebody that didn't involve death. That right there.
Yeah.
Surpassing
severed
the
rat leg in your mouth.
Soup. Yeah. No. Nope. All right, so other wacky, weird headlines today. So we're going to find out, just under pressure, how good the federal government is at issuing a passport. A South Boston couple's destination wedding hangs in the balance after their pet dog ate one of their passports. Donato, the husband-to-be, visited City Hall with his fiancée, Magda, to collect their marriage license, only to come home and find their golden retriever named Chicky had chewed up several pages of their passport days before his wedding ceremony, which is August 31st. So that's like next Friday. Thursday. So luckily his congressman's office has been helpful to try to expedite things and help him get a new passport. They're scheduled to fly out of Italy, out to Italy for their wedding this coming Friday. Not sure that's going to happen. I would love to hear an update on this.
Yeah, for sure. Especially because we were just talking about how it's getting harder and harder to get a passport, and it's taking longer to get a passport.
Exactly.
So good luck to them, I would say. Last wacky and weird one before we get a quick break. 31-year-old man in Australia arrested for setting a series of small fires. The fires were behind a school, in a parking lot, outside a real estate agent's office, and in several trash cans. But the real thing that's just so bizarre about this, that when the officers came, they searched him. They found two live ducklings in his pants, in his underwear.
Yeah.
There's no word why, but he was also charged with animal cruelty along with the arson, thank goodness.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Yeah.
5:51, we'll take a break. We've got some more wacky stuff and good news to wrap up hour number two. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more wacky and weird and some good news to finish off this hour on News Radio 92.3. Roadways are looking good. Really nothing to report any major slowdowns. But if you do see something on the roads causing delays, just give a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow with a high of 100. Tonight, we have a low of 80. And we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. So just keep that in mind. These high temperatures aren't going anywhere throughout the whole rest of the week. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Remember how nice it was when it was like 92 degrees last week and it was just amazing?
I was just thinking about that right before I did the weather. Is we were like, oh, it's a cold front. Like,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, what? But it actually did make such a difference.
It did.
Just a couple degrees lower.
Yeah.
Didn't it feel miserable? You know?
Yeah. And the heat index or the heat advisories were not there.
Yeah.
The feels like temperature was pretty close to the actual temperature. So,
yeah
what a week that was.
Awesome.
556 here, News Radio 92.3. Looking at some good news this hour. Around 200 kids in Pennsylvania got new bikes recently as part of a program sponsored by the United Way called Bikes for Books. So it's kind of like a summer reading program that we all had growing up. Gracie, did you have the summer reading program at libraries where, I forget what it was called, but you have this list, you go to the libraries, you read the books off this list, and the further along you got, the prizes would
I don't think I was a great participant of it, but
okay.
I definitely had that that my mom.
Well, for me, the gold, you know, the thing that I always shot for was the personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh yeah.
And once I got that, I was like, all right, you know, anything else, you're just an overachiever. I don't really care about that. So I got, you know, like the little pencils and whatever else, little trinkets that, you know, nobody cared about, but I flaked out once I got to the personal pan pizza. That was it. So, hey, I mean, a bike, though,
that's pretty cool.
Bike and helmets to play around with. That's very cool.
Well, a mom in Texas, she accidentally called 911 last month while searching for her son's lost soccer ball outside their house. Well, a cop showed up and to do a welfare check and just make sure everything was okay. She told him what happened, told him it was an accident, and joked, but like, you know, if you see the ball, like, let me know. There's an emergency here. 2 minutes later, he showed back up and he had the soccer ball.
Going above and beyond.
Yeah.
So love to hear that. In Colorado, an 84-year-old woman is halfway towards her goal of making 1,000 skydive jumps. Here's Kim Knorr.
Did you ever lay on the ground and just watch birds flying around and watch how they stop and how they go and catch the wind currents and stuff? December 13, 1959, finally made my first jump. It was a long wait, but it was fun. It was worth it.
Yeah, so she was 20 when she made her first jump. She took a 37-year break, actually, after her husband had an accident while testing parachutes. Kim said she'd never skydive again. A promise she kept until after he died. So now she's going for her gold wings from the U.S. Parachute Association. She's nearly at 600 and has to get 1,000 in order to get her gold wings. So that's a lot of jumps over the next few years here.
Oh, for sure.
I suppose it depends how quickly, you know, you want to do that. I would imagine, I don't know. I've never gone skydiving. I'm not sure I ever will, but I'd love to know the cost associated with that because I feel like getting 400 jumps would be an expensive thing to try to do, but I mean, she's already got 600 under her belt.
Yeah, and maybe if you're part of some kind of program, you can like donate, or maybe there's something.
Or maybe now that everybody's talking about her, she's just going to get a whole bunch of donations and contributions.
Here's my goal, and here's my GoFundMe.
That's right. 5:59, we will take a 12-minute break. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We're back in 12 minutes. Pensacola right now on a Tuesday.